The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Our most recent episode of the Michigan Recruiting Insider is live and available wherever you get your podcast: Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, whatever platform you like. We drop episodes weekly. We drop episodes of the Michigan Basketball Insider as well, so you can, with Tim McCormick, so you can check that out. But one of the this was like a marathon episode of the Recruiting Insider this week, where we talked, week two visit intel and notes. We did a preview of Victor's weekend, a lengthier version than what I just went over in the recruiting roundup. We also talked camp standouts, guys who rose to the fore as far as Michigan is concerned, based on Michigan watching them and evaluating them at camp, becoming prominent guys based on their performances during camp. There are a couple of guys that we highlighted here, including a young man from Belleville High School, a young man by the name of Aaron Alexander, who has just, he's lit things up, at least in front of Michigan the last couple weeks. And so we also brought on Jermaine Crowell, coach of Belleville High School, to talk about him. So here we are, Bryce Merrich and I from the Michigan Recruiting Insider, talking camp standouts, one of whom is Aaron Alexander. Here is the Michigan Recruiting Insider.
And then there were the campers, right? And we can't go into all the campers, but there were some camp offers that went out. I want to focus on a couple, starting with a kid that you called it when we were at Ferris State. We're like, man, they're going to offer this dude. Now, they invited him to camp that day, wide receiver Samaj Morgan. And he's electric, Bryce. He's electric. And he, every camp he's been to, has been the same story. It's like he almost didn't have to show up. He could just send him a tape and be like, this is what I'm going to do. Right? Like, hey, you want to see me? See what I do at your camp? Just play this tape and pretend I'm there. Because this is exactly what I'm going to do when I get there. Whether it's Ferris or Wayne State or Michigan. I mean, the clips all look the same. And they got to the point where they said, we got to offer this dude.
5'10", I want to say 180. Just lightning in a bottle. I mean, he's just super quick, jitterbug. You know, he can catch the ball extremely well out the backfield even. And he's the guy that I bet Ron Bellamy at the Michigan camp was just sitting there or standing and just being like, yep, I've seen that before. I've seen him do that before. And from West Bloomfield High School, plenty of connections with Donovan, Paige, and obviously now his former high school coach, Ron Bellamy. And he's a kid I just love because, for me, he reminds me of KJ Hamler so much. He's just so tough to defend and stay in front of.
Yeah, you nailed it, Bryce. Sometimes, and this is important, sometimes, man, it's film don't lie. Is the same. And I think for Michigan, I think that was what Ron Bellamy's kind of deal was. You gotta be a little careful when it's your guy, that it's not just sentiment. It's not just a sentimental thing. You know, that from a skill standpoint, whether it's, you know, height, weight, speed, or just, you know, technical skill, positional skill, that those are as good or better than the other guys that you're recruiting, that you aren't just inflating a guy because he's your guy. You know, this is one of the things that we talked about when we were talking about Jeremiah Caldwell, right? It's Clink Scales guy, right? But you got to be careful that you aren't just elevating him because he's your guy. Same thing with Samaj Morgan for Ron Bellamy. Because what is the question about Samaj Morgan? Same question, and this is what the scouts were saying. I mean, this was one of the benefits of being at camp. You can hear what different coaches are saying about different guys. So the question about Jeremiah Caldwell is, what does he run? Right? And so I've heard different speeds. He's not a burner. We can agree. He has great film, though. He's a playmaker. And so that's what makes him so intriguing. I sense that Michigan is still on the fence with where to go with Caldwell to revisit that. I think that, is he a safety? Can he play corner in this scheme? What about the other guys we're in on? I think that's where they are with him. With Samaje Morgan, I think if you put him on the clock, if you put him on the watch, you know, he's not a burner. He's not a burner on the track. He will light you up on the football field. Because his short area quickness and burst is elite. So getting off the line of scrimmage, he's separating off the line. He's separating out of breaks, right? So he can create leverage with his quickness. Whereas it might not be where some guys with long speed, where they just start striding it out and they run away from guys. He can burst out of a break, and he can make, to be a kid that's 5'10", Bryce, he can make the contested catches. You know, he is a contested catch guy. So he can create separation, and if you close the gap speed-wise, if you're even with him, you know what it's like, and I'm not saying he's this guy, all right? Please understand, I'm not saying he's Antonio Brown. But one of the things that I marvel at with Antonio Brown is to be a smaller guy, he is an excellent contested catch guy. And I see some of that skill with Samaje Morgan. I like your comparison. And KJ Hamler, he has KJ Hamler-like quickness. He does not have KJ Hamler-like speed. Not right now. Maybe he will eventually, but even if he doesn't, that contested catch ability that you see in a smaller guy, I think was enough that makes this. You got to go on this dude. I love him like you, Bryce. I think he's a ball player. And I think another kid, another very intriguing guy that they went on, and we're going to hear from his coach coming up. This is a long Michigan recruiting insider. You guys are in for a little treat here. But Aaron Alexander. We mentioned the name Aaron Alexander in the last podcast because we were talking about the Ferris camp and guys that impressed, and he's one of those Belleville linebackers that impressed that were a little under the radar. Another kid, Cam Dyson, was another that under the radar kind of impressed, but you could really, really tell they were intrigued by Aaron Alexander, but they didn't offer right away. And then they get into that camp that Sunday, so that would have been, what, like the 6th? And this kid, Deuce Spurlock, comes up. And he balls out. Deuce Spurlock runs like a 4.5 40, and you know they move on him. He gives them some good size, some athleticism. They move on this kid, Deuce Spurlock, and they offered him. And I think maybe some of the initial hesitancy to offer Aaron Alexander was like, hey, we haven't really seen him work out with us for us. We got Deuce Spurlock coming. Deuce Spurlock comes and he kills it. But they say, Aaron, we want you to come to camp too. And Aaron Alexander, had he come to that camp with Deuce Spurlock, probably would have got that offer. Because he came to the camp the next week on the 13th, Bryce. And when I say he turned in some wow, he ran 2.4. I'm told he ran 2.44s at that camp. 6'1", 205. So see if you can get with that. I'm going to test you real quick, Bryce, before we get to a break in the interview with Belleville coach Jermaine Crowell.
I'm not good
about,
with tests.
About Aaron
I'm
Alexander.
Out of school.
All right, so listen, 6'1", 205, fancied himself as a running back, or 6'1", 205, Belleville, fancies himself as a running back, but projects more as a linebacker, and he can run a 4.4. Who in Michigan, in recent Michigan history, in the past 25 years, does that sound like?
You put me on the spot. Man,
okay, I'll give you a hint. 1997 National Championship team. Come on, Bryce. Come on, man.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gold. I bet you did great. I was barely born, but I bet you did great.
He damn sure doesn't want you to call him Ian Gold, but this is like Ian Gold, the story plagiarized. I mean, his life has been plagiarized right now in the form of Aaron Alexander. Why do I say that? They're virtually the same size. 6'1", 205. That was Ian Gold coming out of Belleville. Running back. He's a running back. He wants to be a running back, and that's what Crowell, you hear Crowell say. He said he's a running back, so we're going to let a kid play what he wants to play. right? But he said, but I always thought his upside was greater at linebacker. What did Ian Gold come to Michigan as? A running back who transitioned to linebacker, brings speed to that position, sideline to sideline, can cover, knows for the football. This is a projection. This is a, you laid out his offers before the podcast. Marshall and what was the other one you said?
Eastern Illinois.
Marshall and Eastern Illinois. But look, you gotta have that third eye. You gotta be able to see what others aren't seeing. 6'1", 205 can run a 4.4. And when he played, because he got hurt, that's the other thing that kind of subdued his recruitment. He got hurt last year. So you got to be able to see a little bit, right? And Michigan, they were with him at the Ferris camp, like, okay. Then they brought him to their camp, like, oh, no, we got to go. Because they, it looks like, in talking to Crowell, they foresee what Crowell sees coming up. And he said, man, I think this dude is about to be big time. He said, this is the kind of guy that flies under the radar that I've had in the past that Iowa comes in and gets, and he turns into a guy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back on the other side. You hear from Jermaine Crowell talking about Aaron Alexander, this in-state kid that he's blown up at least for Michigan. He hasn't blown up for other schools yet, but Michigan was like, man, nah, we are waiting for game film. Let's jump on this right now. And I think Michigan, I put in a crystal ball. I know Steve Lorenz put in a crystal ball. I'm pretty sure Bryce Merritt is going to put in a crystal ball.
I did this morning.
Yeah, Michigan is looking pretty good for Aaron Alexander. So we will hear from Jermaine Crowell on the other side, and then we will preview Victor's weekend, another huge recruiting weekend for the Maize and Blue. We'll get to that on the other side here on the Michigan Recruiting Insider. Mr. Aaron Alexander, I need you to give me the book on this dude. Were you at camp with him on Sunday?
Mm-mm.
So tell me about this dude, man. Tell me about where he's come from. As far as, I mean, Michigan is like, this is one of the, they're all over the kid now. I was talking to Alan about it. Sounds like you were anticipating this being maybe the next guy. Tell me why. Tell me what you've seen and what you expect to see from him.
He got all the measurables. He big, fast. But then he got some intangibles in the fact that he's coachable. Yes, sir. No, sir. Great grades. A lot of parental support. Both sides, you know, got a stable background. Kid just, it was, you kind of just could see it coming. I mean, at least I could. Mm-hmm. I thought that normally in years past, Aaron is the kind of kid that Iowa would come in here and get because wouldn't nobody notice him? You know, I mean, he reminds me of Kayvon Merriweather, my kid that is at Iowa. Like, to me, they damn near like the same kid. Both was big, fast, both of them. You never going to have no off-the-field, or I've never had no off-the-field problems with them. You know, like, no trouble at all, none. Yes, sir, no, sir. Do whatever you ask them to do. Don't get no talk back. Don't get no none of that. Ever. Like, ever. Not one time. So, that being the case, the kid is going to do everything you ask him to do. Not going to ask no questions, going to trust your word, going to get good grades, can run fast, and has got great size. That's the kind of kid I thought was going to blow up. I figured, like, of all the kids we had, I'm like, when people see him at a camp, they're going to love him. Like, the only thing that he's missing is a lot of in-game reps, which anybody that can tell this upside through the roof. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that happens or not, that's up to, you know, him staying healthy. But I think he's done nothing but shown he's just progressively gotten better each and every year to the point where he's going to be one of the top athletes in the state without nobody even knowing about it.
Right, right, right. So I'm curious, was there a game or a play last year, anything, and what stands out the most to you? What moment in his season, sort of, when you think about Aaron Alexander, he's like, man, that was, yeah, that's when he flashed. That's when I saw something. In any game or moment stick out to you like that?
When he broke his thumb. If he had not broke his thumb, I would still be, you know, kind of debating with the staff, as well as, you know, him and some other people over what position his greatest upside was. I think he's a natural defensive player. Like, he's a, as a running back, to me, you have to have some things natural. Some things you got to have natural vision. You got to have, you know, you got to feel people rather than see people. Mm-hmm. You know, you always look into the next level. And I don't know if he necessarily does that, you know, as well as he instinctively finds the football. He finds the football. He doesn't second guess it. We call it triggering. It don't take, if he gets a down block and I tell him, you get a down block, I need you to feel. He does that without hesitation. And when I get that, to me, oh, he'll come bite you. Like he'll come. All he need is the right keys, and he coming downhill. You know, and he's a good athlete. So the more he does that, the more, like, I watched the kid run around with Deion Burks, and that's kind of what really let me know, like, you know, because I had him playing nickel when he first broke his thumb, and that was our way of getting him to, because he thought he was a running back. Like, man, you do this on defense, and we play kids both ways so that you find a kid like that. Like, if he never took no reps on defense, we wouldn't have knew. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Rapley came in as a receiver. I think he's going to be one of the top safeties in the state. But, you know, when they first come in, they're going to fight you. Oh, you trying to change? No, I'm trying to get you on the field. I'm trying to – I don't know what you are. I know you're an athlete. So I want to put you in both and then, you know, let the colleges pick as to what you play on their level. But I would think that if you have a player that's really good, you're going to try to get him on the field as much as possible. Or at least that's what I'm going to try to do.
Right. So could you sense – because it really feels like this started popping off at the Ferris camp. Now, correct me if that's wrong, if you started to sense Michigan looking at him before that, but when did you kind of notice that, man, hey, they over there kind of looking at my guy?
Man, it's that damn Clink scale. It was Clink. Because when Clink was at Kentucky, I told Clink I had a kid that I thought Phil Parker was going to get. I was like, man, I got a kid that don't nobody know about that can run, that's got great grades. He's a yes sir, no sir kind of kid. I was like, I think Iowa gonna end up getting him because he they kind of kid. I was like, but I'm gonna bring him down to Kentucky so you can check him out. He sat on that and sat on that, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm talking to Courtney Morgan. And they want to list the guys. And I go past Aaron, and then all of a sudden they, well, tell me a little bit more about him. And then I just told him how fast he was, what kind of grades he had, and how I had no problems out of him. And then they put on his tape. And I told him, I was like, he got limited tape. I was like, but that's because he always thought he was a running back.
And so there you heard it. I kind of chopped the end of the interview off because we started going off into talking about Belleville and how things are going to be different at Belleville. You're talking about some major philosophical changes coaching-wise for Jermaine Croyle that he thinks is going to be the key to that team. You know, they've been there. They've been right there and just couldn't get over the hump the last few years. So what's the key to them getting over the hump? That's one of the things that we talked about. Maybe I'll bring that to you in a future podcast. But Aaron Alexander, another really good example of potential that you evaluate in person, not potential that you see on film. No, you work this guy out twice now. So you know what you're getting. You know what kind of athlete you're getting anyway. So you got. I feel pretty good about that. You know, the upside that you see with your own eyes. All right, so this big visit weekend, Bryce, we've been talking about it forever. You were the one, I think, the first one that I know of who said, hey, they have this thing coming up called Victor's Weekend. That was a Bryce Marriage scoop, right, that they named this weekend that they're having, and it's going to be a banger.
And that was an excerpt from the latest edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider, which – what was that, 20 minutes of an hour and 15 It was a long one. It was a long recruiting insider. If you haven't heard it, be sure to download it. Available wherever you get your podcast, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. We have to get to a break. Get back on the other side. A lot more still to come here on the show, including John U. Bacon in the next hour. But in the next segment, going to catch up with former Wolverine, a young man I watched come up through high school and is now putting his efforts behind a charitable cause for a former teammate of his. Going to catch up with Alex Malzone on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.